5:12 on Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It used to be called Sandberg Days, and perhaps rightly so, but it's still the Carl Sandburg Festival. It's in its 23rd year, and we'll go for a few days next week. And Tom Foley is on the committee that helps organize that every year and joins me in studio. Thanks
Hi.
For coming in, Tom.
Well, thank you very much, Will.
Absolutely. This has kind of evolved into a, I don't want to say a thinking man's festival, but maybe it kind of has in some ways.
Well, sure. And April is Poetry Month. And, of course, Carl Sandburg did a lot of things, but probably best known for his poetry. That's what he won a couple of Pulitzer Prizes. Well, for one of his Pulitzer Prizes was for his poetry. So it's Poetry Month. And so we just want to celebrate Carl and all the great things that he's did for Galesburg and the world, really.
Absolutely. And that's going to play out over a couple of days next week here in town, starting on the 25th Wednesday, going through Friday. So, and one of the important things I think I think folks should know is that you're kind of partnering with the library on some of this in terms of their big read event.
Yes. For a number of years, I think since the beginning of the big read in Galesburg, they've worked with the Carl Sandburg Festival, and so we're partners with the Big Read, and so it's been great working with them.
Absolutely, and they have a number of events going on that you can find all month that you can mention or that you can find rather on the public library's website going on for the next at least the rest of the month here. There's 10 days left here for that, but talk about kind of the thought process, Tom, when you plan the Carl Sandburg Festival. What specifically do you look for, that sort of thing?
Well, we have a couple of set things. We've been doing a poetry slam with Mark K. Smith, and I say K. Smith just because there's so many Mark Smiths in the world that you almost have to mention his middle name.
True enough.
But Mark is really the person that invented the whole idea of poetry slams. And poetry slams, in this case, is going to take place at 156 East. And so, yes, they do have some adult beverages there. and you win cash. So it's not like a poetry reading, which actually Mark's going to do a poetry reading himself at Knox College. But okay. The poetry slam is really kind of a performance thing. It's fun. You have judges. The judges are from the crowd. And, you know, somebody will end up winning cash for reading poetry. So that's coming up on Saturday. It used to be on Saturdays. It's on Friday, the 25th at 8 o'clock at Will Azer's 156 East. I still think of it as the old Walgreens just because I'm kind of old, Will.
That's all right.
But we're having a really cool event to start off. As you said, Big Read is still going on and going on the whole month. But we're bringing in a musician from the New York City area. He's actually a Knoxville kid.
And
it's Matt Wilson. And he's going to bring four other musicians, jazz musicians from the East Coast. And they'll be basing the whole concert at the Orpheum on Matt's CD, which he calls Honey and Salt. Honey and Salt was a book of poems written by Carl Sandburg. I can't tell you the year. And so all the music is based on the poetry of Carl Sandburg. And at one point, I got to see him do it in Chicago last September at the Chicago Jazz Festival. I bet he'll do it the same way for Fog. And for Fog, which is probably Carl Sandburg's most famous poem, Matt actually has a recording of Carl Sandburg actually reading it himself.
Wow.
And we'll have other readers reading some of these poems, but I bet that Matt will do Fog the same way as he normally does it. And that way we're going to have some great readers. But Carl Sandburg just had a really cool voice, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
And he just, you kind of, and then Matt literally plays a drum solo sort of to Fog. And it's a little bit eclectic, I guess you could say. I was going to say weird, but weird is not a very nice word.
Yeah, the performance at the Orpheum, again, is, as you said, is based on the CD entitled Matt Wilson's Honey and Salt. And just looking at it here, I like how it's broken up into chapters.
Yes. And it's from his collection of poems. So there's all sorts of different poems on it. And that's going to be free. We printed up a really nice brochure, And we have all these great things listed with the poetry awards and book talks and workshops. We just failed to mention that every single thing on it is free.
Yeah.
So we should have stamped free on it, but we forgot that.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of some of the free events, and we should say the performance at the Orpheum's on the 25th, Wednesday at 7 p.m., a couple of events on the 26th, and they're kind of focused at Carl Sandburg College in one way or another.
That's right. That's right. And so we're going to actually give out the poetry awards that night at 6:30. But then earlier, we're going to have a book talk with three local authors, excuse me, Jim Jacobs, Susan Van Kirk, and Susan Sharp, two Susans, but they're both authors. And so that's going to be at Carl Sandburg College. It's considered to be Building B. And when you drive out there, you just look for the parking lot for Building B, and then you'll find it.
At the Chris Student Center.
Yes. And that's going to be on Thursday, the 26th, at 12:20. And all of these events are open to the public, totally.
Yeah. Again, as you mentioned, all three are local authors, and I think Susan Sharp is a professor out there
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Jim's career as an author has really kind of taken off, hasn't it?
Yes. I knew Jim when he was teaching here at 205. I think at the high school, if I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, now he's retired from that, and he's an author.
Great. And speaking of those three, they're also the subject of one of the events at the Sandburg Birthplace on Saturday.
Yes, two of them, Jim and Susan Van Kirk, will be leading a writer's workshop, and that's at there's the Birthplace Cottage. Next to it is the Visitor Center, and in the back we have this wonderfully named place, the Barn. I'm being facetious. I don't love the name, but it's not really a barn, but it's a place where we can do performances, and it's ground level, and it's air conditioned, and has. Anyway, it's just in the back there.
And then I think the Birthplace has an event later on that afternoon after the writer's workshop, if I'm not mistaken. At least I think the state.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's going to be on Saturday, and it's Rex Charrington's going to be talking. That's at 10:30, I believe, on the 28th.
Right.
Yes. So a lot of things going on. Just like everybody else, just like Railroad Days, the best way to find out about it is at our website. And so you can go to sandburg.edu/festival and find out all about it.
Absolutely.
Or just keep listening to the station, of course.
Yes, and we also do have the events on our community events page at WGIL.com as well. But yeah, sandburg.edu/festival is a link that's on all those events. You can get into more detail there as well. So, but again, we can't emphasize enough, Tom, that everything's free.
That's right. And one reason why it is free, Will, is that we get support from a lot of great people and businesses mm-hmm. here in Galesburg and outside of Galesburg, in fact. And so we're really lucky that we're able to offer all these various things, poetry awards, poetry slams, a performance for free at the Orpheum, workshops, and because we have some great sponsors, we're able to offer that at no charge. And so we really hope that people come out next week and learn a little bit more about Carl and also enjoy some music, enjoy the poetry slam, meet some authors, and of course we can't forget about the big read.
Absolutely. So again, sandburg.edu/festival for all of that, and WGIL is one of the supporters of the Carl Sandburg mm-hmm. Festival, and we're very glad to be. Tom Foley, one of the organizers, or rather on the committee organizing the festival, thanks so much for coming in, and
thank
best
you,
of
Will.
Luck as always next week.
Great, thank you. Yeah, I really hope it warms up.
Oh, I think we'll be all right, although now that I say that, I'm probably
right.
ruined
you might be
it. So.
Yes, that's right.
Exactly.
Great, thanks, Will.
Thank you, Tom. It's 5:21. We'll have sports next as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.